Despite nearly being cancelled due to drought 12 months ago, the Artesian Droughtmaster Bull Sale was back in action yesterday in Blackall. The spirited bidding saw a new record price for the sale, with $26,000 paid for a bull from Blackwater. Owner Ken McKenzie from Urella Stud says whilst it wasn't a record for his business personally, he was pleased to see confidence and optimism return in the West.
This year, driving out here, for once there's some green grass in volume, and it just put a good spirit in everyone's, in our sale team anyway. We were all very, very happy, and it felt better driving into green conditions, because seriously the last 4 years that we've come here, it's quite depressing for the people that live here when you drive in here with your sale bulls ready for sale condition, and you drive in it was drought conditions, and severely drought conditions. So yeah, it's positive, it's a great feeling within the area, and everyone's uplifting.
What's the feeling now? There's a bit of growing grass, as you said, that drive from Blackwater to Blackall has really improved. What's the feeling as you move forward into the future?
I think especially the big breeding places out here, when they build their female numbers up, we're hoping that it'll grow, but there's hard yards. We've done some hard yards, and you've got to stick with it sometimes. I mean, we actually contemplated putting the sale off a couple of years because it was so droughted in these conditions, but we stuck with it and stuck with them, and they stuck with us, and it's rewarding to have a good sale.
Now, there were 71 bulls on offer from 5 studs, with the sale achieving a 93% clearance and an average price of $7,500. That's up $2,000 on last year's event.
Extremely satisfying, as in the last 3 years it's been quite hard out here with the drought. And today was a reward for us anyway, and a big appreciation to all the buyers that come today to help us out. Magnificent average, excellent sale, really happy with it.
Dean Allen from Western Red Droughtmasters at Tarkham Station near Longreach, and he's the founder and coordinator of the sale.
Fair bit of confidence in the market at the moment, Lydia, which helps. Still a lot of Western producers recovering from drought, so most of the buyers have come from the east and the south. So, where people have been lucky enough to hold their cattle, there is a bit of money in the market, and people are looking for better bulls to start their breeding herds again.
Now tell me, record price set today.
Excellent news. Yeah, no, every year we seem to get a bull that's, getting up there, and it's good to see stud breeders out here buying bulls as well.
$26,000 was the record set today. What was the record before this?
I think last year, from memory, was $23,000. So, it's good to get surpass that, and hopefully it gets better from there.
Now, a few of the bulls came into the ring with RFDS painted on them. Tell me about that, Dean.
It's an initiative we came up with about 4 years ago because me personally and a lot of the other vendors and buyers have been touched by the RFDS in the past, and it's a very, it's one of the last institutions in the bush. And we just thought it was, we'd love to contribute to the RFDS. So every vendor nominates a bull, we put an RFD stamp on them, and 10% of the proceeds of that particular bull goes to the RFDS. And this year we raised $3,500. That's got us over about $11,000 for the last 4 years. So yeah, we're hoping to increase that every year.
Now, pretty good feeling here at the yards today. Obviously, there's a bit of green grass around, a bit of optimism, would you say?
Oh, definitely. You can see it. Everyone's stepping high, and it's just good to see people with smiles on their faces.
Now, the bulls will be going right across the country. One to a new home in Western Australia, and 17 will be heading to the Garden Station near Alice Springs as owner Andy Hayes looks to rebuild his herd.
We've had a pretty good year this year, season-wise, and it's got better in September, so bull numbers are down a bit over there, so we come for a drive to have a look.
So how'd you go?
Yeah, good. No, we ended up with 17 bulls here today, and I think they our average was just over $6,000, so it was good, and good bulls, good lineup of bulls, credit to them over here.
17 bulls, it's a long trip home. What's the plan?
Well, hopefully we'll take the short road home to get them home. But no, we're having a look around a few more bulls, and then depending on what we get up north of Winton, we'll get a load together and they'll go back on the truck and hang around the house, I suppose, for a little while to settle in a bit, and then out they go, find a few cows and put their boxing gloves on to fight a few.
Is this an annual trip to Western Queensland?
Not normally, no, this is the first time I've been over here. Like to come back again, have a look around, just see what people have got over here. Oh, first time I've been to a bull sale over here. I've bought a lot of paddock bulls out over here, and there's a fella in Gympie that brings bulls over, and we generally buy most of his bulls when he comes over to Alice every year for the show.
Was it just the season that allowed you to get off your place that you could make the trip this year, or was there something else drawing you this way?
Oh no, definitely the season. If it was dry, it would have been a bit harder, but no, the season's been great, and just come over and get some good bulls.
You said the season's pretty good, but just describe that trip from Alice Springs to Blackall for me.
We come through yesterday from Alice to Longreach last night, and all the way across the Plenty, across the Donoghue, it's all beautiful. You couldn't ask for a better season to see 1,400 k's of beautiful country, and then this morning coming down from Longreach to here, it's just the same. It's just really good all the way.
How's it make you feel about the future?
Oh, hopefully the beef industry stays like this. Like, you couldn't ask for a better time at the moment to be in the. It's exciting to be in the beef industry at the moment. It's a good thing.